from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Bronte Coy.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 20th of July.
The Prime Minister has outlined four key actions to get through the current COVID wave. He's urged Aussies to get their boosters, get access to antivirals if they're eligible, to wear a mask if appropriate, and to stay at home if they're sick. Mr Albanese did, however, stop short of enforcing a mask mandate.
To Western Australia now, and a mum whose three children died in a house fire yesterday has been taken into custody. The children, aged 10, 7 and 5 months, were found inside a house that caught on fire in Port Hedland. The mum is helping police with their inquiries and a criminal investigation is now underway.
Overseas now, and the US House of Representatives has passed a bill to provide federal protection for gay marriage. It comes amid fears that the Supreme Court could roll back recognition of such unions in the future. The bill isn't a done deal, though. It now heads to the Senate, where 10 Republican votes would be needed to bring the measure to the floor.
To sport, we have a new Aussie world champion. 27-year-old Eleanor Patterson from Victoria has won the high jump at the World Athletics Championships.
Need some of that famous Aussie grit here. Is brilliant. Another PB for Patterson, and she has gone into the lead with a first time clearance at 202.
What a bloody legend.
We'll be back in a moment. To streaming news now, Netflix has announced it lost, almost 1 million subscribers in the most recent quarter. They lost 200,000 customers in the quarter before that. Netflix says it expects to return to growth in the current quarter thanks to the launch of Stranger Things Season 4.
I'm afraid I didn't help. I didn't watch it.
Neither did I.
Sorry, Netflix. And finally, Elton John has announced that he's coming back to Australia.
Hello, Australia. I'm so excited to share my very last farewell Yellow Brick Road shows with you in January 2023.
Elton will play four shows in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and for the first time ever, Newcastle.
I swear I went to his farewell show in Sydney in early 2020.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to say goodbye, this fella.
Anyway, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.